Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Welcome back to the V Show, or welcome for the first time to the V Show. I am your fill-in host, Marcus Maven, and I will be taking you up to the top of the hour, to the 1 o'clock hour today. And this is one of the perfect days to bring me in. I feel like it was a general conspiracy. I get to do the V Show. And here's the thing, I get to change characters as I come into what I affectionately refer to as Cat West. I do get to be a villain. I get to be what is the wrestling term? The proper wrestling term is the what process?
Heel.
It's the heel. I do enjoy being the heel, talking, you know, being that I am hosting this show in Rivalry Week. And I don't mean that in a competitive way. I need to do that in this place. They make me be more responsible in here. They make me be more open-minded. I really do enjoy getting back in touch with my roots. For those of you who have heard me on the radio over the course of the years, they may remember as a young radio pup when I got the opportunities to co-host, to host anything. One of the best honors, and also... You know, a lot of times we get opportunity and your anxiety peaks so fast that you're like, oh, I'm not ready for that. For one of the times in my life, the opportunity to host was, I don't care how nervous I am. Marcus, if somebody needs a day off, an hour off, you take it and you run with it. So a lot of times when I first started process, I don't know if you know this, I would come in here. I did 3 hours with Drew. I would go across the hall. I would do 2 hours over there, 93.9. And if there was any reason Bobby V couldn't do his show, I would jump right over here and hold it down. And I remember how proud I was of myself to be able to work 8-hour shifts on radio and seemed like I got people engaged in the conversation. And I want to apologize to Mr. V, who if he trusts me in his spot and little Nikki trusts me hosting the show, I should do better about getting started on time. But I gotta say, sometimes it's hard to just pack up and move the company. I came by and I asked Process. I said, hey, Process, have you ever seen Boiler Room? The reason I reference Boiler Room, 267-9680, by the way, is the number. Give us the text line, because I've been saying a different text line the entire time. Give us that text line.
437-9680.
437-9680. I haven't been in here so long, so I haven't said that. It doesn't quite flow off the tongue just yet, but by the end of the hour, maybe it'll be perfect. The reason I asked you about Boiler Room, because there's a scene, and I know sometimes you and I fight with the genres, and you're not a movie buff, but sometimes our genres just don't cross the right way. But here's the thing. Boiler Room. I enjoy businesses that can pack up quick and jet. Boiler Room. Long story short, shady trading corporation. We train new stock market brokers, and we sell a bunch of crappy stock, and then we jet out. You know, we take it. Okay, so that's one movie. I asked you another movie, New Jack City. Same principle. I mean, we're technically running a pharmacy. It's not the stock market, but it's a pharmacy. So Nino Brown runs a pharmacy, and I was amazed at how quick the Nino Brown pharmacy shut down its shop and cleared out the, you know, they took their computer records, and I was trying to figure out. Now we're getting a tag in, which is fine. I did enjoy our 5 minutes, and thank you for getting me up and running, Mr. Process. Now we are joined by
What's up, man?
When normally, and you're breathing something like mine, I'll ask you the question that I ask process. Just getting the ball rolling today. I like companies that shut down quick, that can shut down quick. I like the maneuverability of companies. I liken that to you and I doing 2 hours on 93.9, having to shut down our entire operation and get out of here like the feds are on the way. Boiler Room. Have you seen the movie?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Okay, Boiler Room. Yes. Shady stock company.
Right.
We got to shut down when the FCC comes in town.
That Ben Affleck speech, though.
Yes.
Fire.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. Okay. New Jack City. Have you seen that?
No. Yeah. I know I need to watch that one.
Darn it.
I need to make a list of all the movies that I need to watch.
But you can still get the point. You know the genre.
Yes.
And instead of calling them a criminal organization, we'll just call New Jack City a pharmacy.
Right.
a local community pharmacy. That also was forced to shut down their entire operation in a matter of 2 minutes, right? So I was trying to think of, there's one other movie that I want to ask you about really quick before we get into all of this good. I told everybody, don't worry, I give everybody this, the disclaimer that when I take the seat over here, which I affectionately refer to as Cat West, I can be more open and I can be more fair. I can be a heel. I can change my character for a little bit. The other movie I don't know if you may or may not have seen is called, okay, there's Boiler Room, there's New Jack City. Oh, it's called The Game. Michael Douglas.
I have not seen this one. I'm not even sure I've heard this one.
The premise of The Game is it's like a life challenge.
Okay.
I'm sure you've seen movies with this genre.
Right.
Life challenge. What it is, what you mean by life challenge is, hey, we're going to play this game kind of with your life, right? But it's like the exciting, we're going to make your life the most exciting life possible. And his brother is the one who kind of signed him up. His brother, okay, Michael Douglas, billionaire, super billionaire, right? His brother's a screw up, right? But his brother says, hey, something happened to me that changed my life, right? He goes to, you know, the screw up brother. And who's the screw up brother? Little Sean Penn. You're right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're talking about the perfect characters, Nikki, right?
Right, right.
The screw up brother, Sean Penn. So he goes to his brother, his older brother, Michael Douglas, and he says, Look, big bro, I know I'm a screw up. I know you don't mess with me. Hey, I don't need money. I don't need anything. My life is going good. And Michael Douglas is like, yeah, let me see.
Heard this before.
Yeah, right. So he says, listen, what do you give the man who has everything for his birthday? So Sean Penn gives his brother a card, right? And then he says, you promised me. And he grabs him too, like, bro, this is the only serious thing I'm going to say to you. You promised me you're going to call this number and it's going to change your life. Right. And, you know, Michael Douglas, like, yeah, brother, I'll see you later. You know, what's the catch? You know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So he ends up calling the number. Right. They say, okay, hey, just come down here and take some tests, you know, take a few tests and we'll, you know, we'll cater your game. You know, he's like, what's this game crap my brother's talking about? And they're like, hey, just come down here, take the test. And if you qualify, you qualify. If not, you know, no harm done, right? So Michael Douglas goes to the checkpoint place. They measure his physical heart activity. They just hours of tests, you know what I'm saying? We want to know what your capabilities are before we start the game, right?
Right.
So, and God, this is such a long story, but such a good story. They call him one day because he's like wondering, like, I haven't got a call from those game people. Like, and they call him and they say, sir, we're sorry. You didn't qualify for the test. You know, thanks for nothing. And of course, millionaire Michael Douglas like, wait a minute, what?
Whoa. Like, how are you going to turn me down?
Yeah, right. He didn't even know if he wanted to call it. He's like, you can't, you know, turn me. Oh, they're like, sorry, sir, blah, blah, blah. So they hang up, right? He doesn't realize the game has started. So now all kind of freaky stuff is happening. It's really, really exciting movie. You know what I'm saying? And eventually he's like, okay, I know this is the game. Who sent you? You know, like, there's no way this happened like this. And it just kept getting like crazier and crazier. And then he returns to the company, right? Of course, the company's totally shut down, Nikki.
Of course.
It's gone.
Never existed.
Yeah, it never existed when he shows up, like, you know, I want to talk to somebody, you know, stop the game now. And they're like, sir, like, what are you talking about? Like, nobody's playing it. Like, who are you? You know what I'm saying? So he's freaking out because his life is just turning into a crap show. And I won't tell you the ending of the movie, but it's an awesome movie.
The Game.
Listen, The Game, Michael Douglas, anybody, tonight. If you have a significant other, if you have somebody who likes movies, I'm telling you, I would put The Game, and it's, you know, it's an older movie, maybe 90s. I'm telling you, I would put this movie as far as dramatic action up against anybody. Against any, like, Apocalypto is one of my favorite movies. Just a heart racing, rush, exciting movie.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about Apocalypto before.
Yeah. The Game. Michael Douglas, Sean Penn, and the lady. She's a popular actress as well. It's a legit cast. It's awesome.
And tonight's Valvano Family Thanksgiving, so we might watch
it. It's awesome. Listen, if the crew hasn't seen it, it'll be worth everybody's time. Point being, there was a scene where they just shut down the office. Dude went there. It was like either empty or it was like a whole nother company, a business, and it's just. I love it, right? So,
Texter says 4379680 UPS jobs text line. The Sting with Paul Newman and Robert Redford's also.
Yeah, in that, I've heard of that.
That's Pop's favorite movie.
Really?
Yeah, that is truly like Dad's favorite movie.
Everybody in the house would love The Game.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to watch it.
It's completely off. Okay. With that being said, that was maybe it tanked. Maybe people have seen The Game and enjoyed it. Maybe they haven't seen New Jack City or Boiler Room and they have no idea what I'm talking about. And if so, I feel sorry for you. 12:30, we have an important guest. There is one revelation that our guest is going to give. And it's going to be one of the first questions that I ask him. And when he tells you about it, everybody listening, we're going to have a new level of credibility in this building the moment this guest comes on. So we got that. We got to talk rivalry. This is the first time I get a chance to talk rivalry from a fair point of view.
Fair and unbiased.
Yeah, right. What is it? What creed is that news company about fair and balanced? Is that Fox?
The Fox is We Report, You Decide.
Maybe it was back in the day. Maybe Fox originally was.
I don't know who's the most balanced one. Everyone's got spin.
I know. I know.
We're CBS. We're not MSNBC or Fox.
It does not matter. Listen, y'all remember one of these news stations was fair and balanced, and I get to, like I said, I get to still be me and still get to be an alum, but I can say, okay, I can be a little open and honest over here. I mean, I can always be open and honest, but I can focus a little more on the two-sided coin instead of just having the fun talking about things I like to talk about when I'm normally doing a show. So the conversation that has surrounded basically all of our lives, being that we work in sports radio, and sports radio is tied at the hip with social media now. I mean, everyone should know that. Like, there is, I listened to Drew and Mark the other day, and Drew refused to let Mark bring one comment from a blog site, you know, just because Drew is holding down the last wall of, I will not let social media and our well-respected national public platform to cross streams. Ghostbuster style, you never cross the streams. This is not social media. This is not, what do you call it, blog sites. This is professional radio. But at the same time, I agree with Mark. So I'm like, let him talk, Drew. Let him say what he's on his mind.
Huh? Let the sheriff breathe.
Yes. Yes. So I can understand. I can totally understand. I agreed with Drew's principle of no, I will not let the streams be crossed. And I also agreed with Mark Blakenbaker, says extreme times call for extreme measures. And today we cross the streams. When somebody's talking about my Floyd Street, we cross the streams on this one. So that was fun. But again, point being, in general, social media, sports media, a lot of opinions, a lot of accessible opinions, a lot of well-respected names we know, a lot of undercover experts, you know, being people involved, being that people, you know, it's easier to develop a resume through the social media world. And again, we all follow each other. We all have, you know, we all have. It's amazing how our timelines and our friend list, you know, you have friend lists that are like all rivalry friends that you follow. And sometimes you can have your friend list that is like, I will not follow nor accept following from the rival fan base. So it's all intertwined, and it's exciting, and it's what drives sports radio, and it's the reason ESPN Louisville is just dominating the Kentucky sports market, in my humble opinion. But it's fun. It's fun, and it's competitive, and everybody's always right in one way or another. It's always, you think this team sucks. You think Kentucky sucks. You think Louisville sucks. Guess what? You're right somewhere. And if you're smart, you can prove you're right. Your team is awesome. Your Kentucky Wildcat football team is awesome. It's on the rise. Your Louisville football team is one step away from being awesome. I can prove you're right. I can do a better job as an opponent. You know what? They say this in rap. They say when guys get into a rap beefs or hip hop beefs, and they say the only person that can really beat you, you know, in a hip hop battle, you know, in a rivalry, the only person that can really beat you is a fan of yours. Because
they know everything.
They know you. They appreciate everything about you. They know your weaknesses. They've protected your weaknesses from other people when they were coming up. That's my favorite rapper. You think he's not, he doesn't pick good beats or something.
Right.
I know that's your weakness because I've defended you. But, you know, you have to be a fan, but a fan that turns rival is the most dangerous rival there is. So, like I said, that's why I say we know each other and we make each other our worst enemies. I know everything about my opponent. You know, it just that's how it is.
It's fair.
So when we get
it's definitely fair.
So when we get into the conversation and I say everybody's right again, if Marcus hypothetically just jumped ship and became a Kentucky fan, you'd love me. You'd love me because I can protect you from all your weak spots. I can listen
because I've been peppering those weak
listen,
spots.
Listen, I've been hunting for your weak spots for years. Like, just look, and I'm talking about barbershop hunting, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just having fun in bars and Twitter. Like, I've been hunting for competitive debate. Listen, my,
you know where the weak spots in Louisville,
yes,
are.
Listen, my family, Alex Poitras, my son's fiance Alexis Poitras, like, we're the same household. I know everything. I know everything. And I, like I said, this is my family. Congratulations, by the way. They will be getting married soon. So, you know.
Very nice. Very nice.
Shout out to, you know. What is Alex going to be? If his sister is going to be my daughter-in-law and Alex is a brother, what does Alex become?
To you?
Yeah.
Just
still Alex?
Yeah, I was going to say family, I guess.
Yeah, just the fam.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't really know the title on that.
Yeah,
right,
just fam.
Yeah, just fam. Yeah, everybody's fam anyway. Okay, so there's that. But here's the thing. Point is, I know everything about everybody, and I know the weaknesses. But if I jumped ship, I would be able to sell you. I am the reason for dysfunction in the SEC. The Louisville side of me loves to make the joke. Hey, you lose to Kentucky, somebody got to go. We've been saying it for years. On the Louisville side, you lose to Kentucky, somebody got to go. I'm pissed off. Kentucky's not, you know, we never respect them for being good, right? But I can, you know, if I'm a Kentucky fan, I go back years and say, no, we caused Louisville dysfunction when we made y'all fire Grantham. That was the first block that fell. We caused that. Yo, I've been unraveling with defensive coordinators at Louisville since then. So we knocked that brick off of you. You know what I'm saying? No, we're the dysfunction. Okay, you say, okay, Kentucky steals one SEC win at Tennessee. Somebody got to go. We caused that dysfunction one brick at a time. If I'm a Kentucky fan, I say, man, Stoops has been – listen, Sleepers. Have you seen that movie?
No. No. Sorry. I know. You just need to give me like required reading.
It's
like
a New York-based movie, Sleepers. God, it's one of the best movies on the planet. Sleepers. Okay. Count a focused person for revenge. Long-term planners are the most dangerous people on the planet. You know? Long-term plotters. That's, you know what? That's the reason I make sure people don't have grudges against me. Because the last thing I want on the planet is a long-term planner with a beef with me. Right? I say this to say, if I'm Stoops, or if I'm defending Stoops, or if I'm defending the Kentucky program, I say, no, this was the plan the entire time. Every year, I'm going to cause dysfunction in one program. And the 5-6 year plan is there'll be 5 or 6 teams that I've started dysfunction in that led me to the year that we beat Florida and beat LSU and beat this team and beat that team. And you know what? It sounds like an expert opinion, right? But I can sit on the other side and say, did you just hear what this fool said? This fool just convinced me that this was a 6-year strategy to get to the last 4 years by causing
we got you right where we want you.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you?
We've literally caused dysfunction in every program one way or the other until we were the team with the seniors. And look, I concentrate on dysfunction on one team every year. And all I got to do is get that one win about an opponent. So, like I said, 6 years down the line. But you understand how I'm saying? To one person, that's, you sound really woke. Right?
A galaxy brain type.
Yeah. Right. And on the other hand, you're like, yeah, that was his plan all along. That's that side. Listen, you know the Louisville side. You know the Louisville side. It's Kentucky football. It's, you know, hey, Louisville just doesn't accept losing to that program. And, you know, hey, we're getting the athletes from the city. You might get lucky 1 or 2 years. This is always your, Lord help me if Louisville ever uses the, well, this is everybody's Super Bowl.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I saw that coming, and I was like, Super Bowl. Oh, there it is.
And listen, when you say Lamar's Heisman Trophy year, that was their Super Bowl, nobody can argue with you. Hey, you're 4 or 5 wins, you get a chance at a Heisman Trophy winner. Again, I made this reference earlier. I was on a 12-20 basketball team, and Kentucky won a national championship. And you'd be hard-pressed to know a Kentucky player that even a Kentucky fan that even counted that one. I mean, they'll lump that one in with all their other championships, but the way they treated Tubby, I mean, he was fired 2 years later. It was like, yeah, Tubby, you lost. I'll tell you what. Speaking of history, knowing a lot of things, I will take a quick commercial break. I have a guest on the line who is going to join us, who will confirm something football related. We have an expert joining us. So I tell you what, we'll take a quick, short commercial break. This is the V Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Welcome back to the V Show. I am your host, Marcus Maven, filling in, taking you to the top of the hour. I gotta say, it's always an honor. It's always a privilege to be trusted to take care of something as well respected as the V Show. So I'm always happy and privileged and honored to be doing these kind of public community services. And I get to, again, it's always fun to brush up on my skills, to see if I can stretch to that third hour, to see if I can keep people interested, to see if I can just sharpen my teeth on good public narrative radio. It's always a fun part of my day. But here's the thing. This is what happens. I have to tap into resources that not many can tap into. I like for people to know who and what I am and where my opinions come from. And because when you know my background and when you know my story, I get more relatable. You know, it can make you less mad at me when you disagree with an opinion. It can make you like me more and believe in the things I say. When I can tell you something, we have a guest. And first of all, before I welcome my guest, I'll say this to the producer. Disrespect of my guest will not be tolerated by one Nikki Valvano. You introduced my guest as simply Lavelle Boyd. Lavelle Boyd is not simply Lavelle. Lavelle Boyd is the originator of the third down possession receiver. And ask anybody, you go ask Chris Redman, you go ask anybody he ever played with. He invented the third down possession receiver, which is one of the most important. Listen, go look at your fantasy team. And if you got a possession receiver, I guarantee you're in the top three spots of your entire NFL fantasy league. And we have literally the originator of the third down possession receiver joining us. Lavelle Boyd, thanks for joining us on the V Show. How's it going, my man?
Man, it's going awesome, man. Thank you for the awesome introduction, man.
Listen, this is what I'll do. We'll get into the stuff. You know, this is Kentucky Rivalry Week. You know, we'll ask the expert opinions of one Lavelle Boyd, where you can be, you know, as open and honest, and you can talk about your fears, and you can talk about your confidence areas, and all that good stuff. But first, I am one that loves to shower flowers when they are needed. Lavelle, I'm going to say something to you, and it'll be in a question form, and this is your opportunity to brag. Listen, on my Twitter handle, I talk about our humility is fake. We're confident people. we're humble, but some conversations you just say, "No, I'm an expert at what I'm saying." And Lavelle, I'm going to offer you this opportunity to spike the football and let people know your expertise is just that. It's expertise. So Lavelle, 5 years ago, roughly, you're on the radio, Marcus Maben and I believe Steve Brumage. We're on the radio and you're getting ready to sign off, Lavelle. And I ask you, I say, "Hey, Lavelle, before you get out of here, is there any kind of nugget or gem that you want to give the fan base up here in Kentucky?" And you said, "Huh, that's a great question, Marcus." And I'm paraphrasing. It wasn't exactly. I should go get the sound. You know what you said to us? You said, "You know what, Marcus? I got this junior. His name is Malik Cunningham."
Yeah.
"He's a special, special player, Marcus. And I think people in Louisville, when it's all said and done, they're going to enjoy this player. Y'all got a dude." 5 years ago, you said this to us. And right now, you get on here, you tell us what you were thinking, and you tell us how proud you are, and how often do you say, "I told y'all," when you look at the way he's playing football right now?
I am very proud of Malik. I can't take all of the credit for knowing about Malik because one of my good friends, also a fellow Afro, America's Finest Receiver on Saturday.
From Louisville.
By the name of Damian Dorsey.
Ah.
Cards fans know who Damian Dorsey is. Damian Dorsey had the pleasure of coaching Malik at Park Crossing High School when we were doing the P300 Combine. By the way, P300 Combine will be back up and going in January.
Wait a minute. Take your time. This is an awesome opportunity. It's the perfect opportunity. Take that pause. P300. Let everybody know what it is. How can they contact you? Because when we're talking about you have the insider, or you had the inside information on a Malik Cunningham, I want everybody listening to be able to contact you and to know about you. So elaborate on that really quick.
Okay, so the P300 Combine is a combine event that we did all around the country. We still are doing them. The pandemic slowed up things quite a bit when we were doing them. Mm-hmm. But Malik is one of the kids that came through the P300 Combine that we were able to get eyes on him and, you know, kind of get his film in coach's hands. And initially, Malik was going to go to Auburn. We ended up having Malik, you know, switch over to Louisville, which was a great thing for us. But he is one of the kids that came through the combine. We've had several kids that are in the NFL now.
Do you want a name drop, or are you uncomfortable?
Yeah, I don't want to take credit for it because they probably still would have been, you know, NFL players without the help. But Malik, in particular, was one of the first kids that was a, you know, kind of under the radar kid that ended up being a 4-star kid that is now arguably one of the better quarterbacks in the country. He did come through the program. And again, we stopped the P300 combine for, you know, a year or so because of the pandemic, and they will get back up and going in 2022.
Okay, how do we look into P300 camps?
You want to go to p300sports.com. The website is there. You can leave your information. You can see some of the events that are coming up in the next year or so. And if you have any questions, you can always reach me at Lavelle Boyd at P300.
I spell Lavelle.
Sports. LAVELLBOYD at P300 Sports, or LBOYD at P300 Sports also.
Okay, let's get back into local rivalry talk. Like I said, I'm sure you pay attention. I'm sure that there's things in your expertise mind. I'm sure things that drive you crazy, as any keen eye on the football program will see all the flaws and all the mistakes. And the fan, I know the fan has the optimism at the same time. So what guy are you right now? Are you optimistic fan right now, or are you guy who's just picking apart the sport? Using your analytical mind when you watch Louisville get ready to play University of Kentucky?
I honestly think that Louisville has gotten a lot better over the last 3 weeks. If you can pay attention to some of the scores, we've been really doing a lot better defensively and offensively. Louisville has looked great. We did lose a lot of close games early, so the record is not the record that it could have been, but there are a lot of games that were lost by a touchdown, a point here, a point there.
Let me ask you this, because there's always two ways to look at it. In hindsight, do you think those were tactical mistakes, or do you think they were just youth mistakes that cost you those close games? Because here's the thing: when you're playing good, you can look back at those and say, "Hey, we were doing most things right, and we just had a error." But how do you look at the past when you see how they're playing now?
I think a lot of what when we were losing those close games, I think a lot of that had to do with youth, kind of finding the guys that are going to fit the scheme correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the pandemic threw off a lot of things, and there were a lot of different moving parts. And I think that now, as the year has gone on, the coaches are kind of finding the guys that they can count on, which is, showing each Saturday now. And at the beginning of the year, I would have not picked Louisville to beat Kentucky because the way that, Kentucky was playing at the beginning of the year and how we were playing, I would not be surprised if we do take care of them this matchup this weekend coming.
Okay. Again, I'll tap into your expertise brain. Louisville wins if, or Kentucky wins if. Actually, I'd like you to just hit both of them. Kentucky.
Okay,
go ahead.
Louisville will win the game if defensively they play up to par like they have been the last couple of weeks. Kentucky wins if they are able to make the defense pay for the mistakes. I think offensively, with Malik and the guys on offense, I think we're going to score enough points to win the game. So it comes down to our defense versus their offense.
So is it fair to say you're saying it'll be a strength on strength thing that determines?
Exactly. I think that. Offensively, we're going to be able to score points. Defensively, I'm not sure whether we'll be able to stop them the way that we need to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the difference in the game, in my opinion.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Let's tap into the history for a second. It's funny. I had TC Stallings. Forgive me for not saying that. See, you said, look, here's the thing. I was trying my best not to say Tony because he's TC now. And I was like trying to psych myself out, just like make sure you don't say it. But it just came out so natural that I couldn't help myself. So, we had Tony Stallings on. It was fun listening to him. Had a big play against Kentucky. So when you tap back into rivalry, give me Lavelle Boyd. Rivalry. Lavelle Boyd, also local product of 502. Lavelle Boyd, getting ready. Anxiety level is Lavelle Boyd a, I'm just going to be calm and just come out, you know, guns blazing? Is Lavelle Boyd a bouncing off the walls, getting ready for the game all week? Tell me about your leading up to Kentucky rivalry game. And how did you prepare? And what was the better games that your team played? You know, some teams are more calm and some teams are more hyper. Like, which team do you think is better leading up to a rivalry?
I think, honestly, the talk and you know, having a lot of things to say before the game does you no good. Now, when the game starts, my mouth wouldn't be closed. I would have something to say after every play, whether it was a good play or a bad play. It is a fierce rivalry. We do not like Kentucky. I know I've never liked Kentucky. I do have a couple of friends that played at the University of Kentucky.
Right.
And, you know, during those games, nobody's friends. So, for us this year, we need it.
We need the spiciness.
Yes. We need to beat Kentucky for the coaching staff. For there was a nice long win streak that we had against them. I don't know what the win streak is now as far as them against us, but we need to bring the, what was it, not the cake and nails, the
Governor's Cup, yeah,
trophy back to Louisville where it rightfully belongs.
Oh, okay. So, give me one play that you need back from the rivalry, and give me one play that you just like relish from the rivalry.
The play that I remember most, that hurt the most, is when Lamar fumbled, we're about to go in and win the game.
Right.
And he, like, slipped and the ball came out of his hand and they end up winning that game.
Listen, in your whole rivalry history, that's the one that hurt you the most? I thought there was something that, like, a play you had where somebody missed you on a touchdown or something like that, but you say no.
That one hurt the most because we should have won that one. And then, like, the best memory is my senior year going into Kentucky. They had just finished remodeling, and we put on a show. And we cracked jokes about the show that we put on in the brand new trailer park. So it was a heck of a game. We lit it up, and I remember that game the most because, you know, I was a part of it.
That's definitely a rivalry talk. It's funny, when I'm always asked about my favorite moments, they always come on the road, you know, because it's like that hush, the disappointment. Listen, and this will be the last thing I ask you before we get out of here. Just explain it from my point of view. Hushing a crowd, to me, is better than getting a crowd to celebrate, because it's like I knew I had the opponent's crowd's respect after a game. So that was always better for me. So would you put yourself in the category of doing things on the road was always funner than the home crowd rocking?
Always. I like the me against the world or the team against the world mentality. I think that when you can have a 75,000 seat stadium completely quiet, or me and you can have a conversation like what we're having right now.
Right.
If you can do that, you did a good job that day, believe me.
No, that is one of the best feelings. Last question before I get you out of here. I asked you about the crowd control. Oh, there was one other question. I'm blanking on it. When you are in oh, goodness gracious. Lavelle, I got to admit, I lost it. I lost the question. I'm thinking about the crowd control. Listen, I'm thinking about the crowd control conversation and the road victories and how that was always. Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Lavelle as a player. We talked about this earlier. We said, you know, I kind of laughed because a disappointed Coach Crum, to me, it hurt my feelings more than a coach just yelling at me, calling me a piece of crap. Like, I can deal with coach that yells all the time, but coach that says, you know, it's my fault for calling that play. I should have never. Right. I never should have done that. Which one hurts more to the athlete, the yeller and screamer, or the disappointed coach?
For me, honestly, coaches, I feel like didn't have to yell at me. If you want to get the best out of me, tell me what you need.
Just a clear game plan.
I don't need to scream because I'm self motivated. So I always love the coach that can come to you and tell you what you need. The yeller, this depends. Each guy is different. I don't like the guy who yells.
do you tune him out or do you get confrontational?
it's like it's kind of like one of those things you got to let him know. Like, coach, just tell me what you need, coach. I got you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Respectfully.
Right. Right. Okay, listen. I do appreciate you taking a couple minutes out of your day, man, to mess with me. Like I said, you are more than welcome. When you get closer to P300 time, you make sure you send me a text message, call me. And, man, listen, I want you to know on the phone, I do appreciate all our friendship over the years, man. It's been great. I'm glad that, you know, you were one of the first people I met when I came to the University of Louisville. Right. Fun times. Yeah. Like I said, I just wanted to make sure I acknowledged that while I got you on the phone. You enjoyed the rest of your Wednesday, and happy Thanksgiving, and have a great time, man.
Thank you, man. Go Cards. Let's go now. Love you, man. Take care.
Absolutely. That was Lavelle Boyd, y'all. This is always such a good time when I told you this the other day. There are relationships and bonds that you make over the years with these guys. It's my argument. It's the worst argument you can make because it's irrational. But Lavelle Boyd on that phone and TC Stallings joining us earlier was my biggest argument against name, image, and likeness.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
The relationships you form when both of you are broke. It's nothing like it. It's nothing. Listen, joint survival in college is one of the most bonding experiences a person can have for the rest of their life. Because you know
what?
That's
a good point.
Like, think about it. I got $0. You know, I got 75 cents to my name until Friday, until we get those checks. You know what I'm saying? Those checks. It's Thursday morning. We broke till Friday, right? He has $3.80 to his name. And we share that money to get bologna sandwiches and bread and mustard. And we stop by one of these sacks and steal the ketchup packets or whatever we need, wherever we can get by. And to sit in a dorm room with a loaf of bread and plastic utensils and eat till our fill to get us to Friday, it's like if you would share your $3.75 with me to get us to Friday.
Yeah.
Listen.
Your real one is the kids.
Yes. Because you have a dude, you have another friend who you'll never see. He took that $3.75 and he scurried off and he went to get some ramen noodles and he's loaded up in there, right? And he's in there like, with a full stomach, he'll come outside. Man, I'm broke, man. It's like, I smell the noodles in there. You're lying. Like, there's friends like that, and there's friends that, man, I got $3.75. What you want to figure out? Like, TC Stone is the same way. Emptiest dorm room on campus. Emptiest dorm room on the planet. But surviving those hard times, I'm like, you young punks, you'll never have friends. You know what I'm saying? You'll never have friends.
I mean,
because you got money.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It definitely waters it down.
Yeah. It's the relationship with the girl that just, hey, we're both broke. Like, you with me, you must really love me, girl. Because I see what your friends, boyfriends are doing for them. And I'm sorry, but I just can't keep up. So that was always my Bozak Smith made the best point. He said, his point for name, image, and likeness was what crossed me over to the other side. And his point, he was on my show, Bozak Smith said, yeah, they're going to have some money in their pocket. And you know what? Yeah, they're going to screw it up. But he was like, how do you learn to take care of your money unless you screw up some money first?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
And it's probably better off to screw up.
And it's better to screw up, you know,
$10,000 as opposed to $100 million. Right.
Instead of being in $30,000 debt, go blow $10,000 and realize how fast $10,000 can really go.
Right.
When you're a bit irresponsible. You know what I'm saying? So now I can hit the real world like, man, $10,000 is a lot of it's a lot of money to blow, but it goes quick if you're not responding. You know,
right,
so I was
right.
like, you know what? When he said that, I was like, you know what? Give these kids some name, image, and likeness money and let them screw it
let
up.
Let them make some mistakes.
Yeah, yeah. Let them screw it up and let them just realize, like, man, I just had $10,000 like 38 days ago.
Where did it go?
I got a scooter and I got some Jordans and my money's gone. It's like, yes, that's how it works. So, yeah, I got that hotel the one night. And, yeah. So, listen, I do appreciate everyone putting up with me for this hour. I do appreciate everybody not just changing the tone with, oh, God, that's Marcus's voice. I know him. This is going to be all Cardinal talk. But I gave perspective, everybody. I did the best I could, and I feel like I represented the V show in my hour well. And I don't think he'll deny me access to the V show.
Look, it's Thanksgiving. You got to be thankful for a lot of things. I am very thankful for you doing this first hour and Lavelle joining us. That was awesome. Thank you, my friend.
You absolutely joining us next. Who do we have? We want to give a shout out.
It's Phil Baker and myself, and we're doing something a little crazy.
I heard you guys kind of whispering about something.
Yeah, it's what we're going to do is.
Or do you want to give it away, or do you want to set it up?
No, because it's going to go rapid fire.
Nah.
And at some point, you know, Phil and I are going to take a breather and try to react to some sound and maybe, you know, get into the Governor's Cup a little bit.
Yes.
But Friday, Fast Break Friday, when Pops is in, is going to be a little bit more of a hard-hitting analysis.
Yeah, organized.
Yeah, yep. we'll get some guests on. The only full-time guest we have right now at 2 p.m., Mark Schofield from USA Today is going to join. Talk some NFL. He's a former quarterback, quarterback at Wesleyan. So he did
expertise.
I stumbled on him. He's from when he was back with Inside the Pylon. Mm. He broke down game film of Lamar Jackson, and he was a huge proponent of him. Mm. He went through every interception he had in his Heisman year,
right,
and basically said which ones were his fault,
yep,
and which ones were not,
yep,
and everyone needed to get off his back a little bit about the passing accuracy. And I was like, wow, that was really good analysis. I like guys that I can learn from,
right?
Learn from him. He's going to join. He can talk a little U of L and UK, but also talk some NFL. He's fantastic. He'll join us at 2:00. But throughout the show, we're going to do Pick-a-Palooza. I heard, I saw the story. Cam Teague, John Hale did a great job with the Courier-Journal. They got the media picks and everything like that. Didn't ask any of the producers, but that's neither here nor there. It's okay.
Do they know the machine runs through the producers?
Not that upset because they didn't ask Diener, and I could tell. I could tell Diener was a little miffed.
What?
And so they asked Sweeney, they asked the Ennis, but they didn't ask. Ooh. They didn't ask Diener. Diener understand.
Now's the perfect time for me to try to rally Diener to get him worked up about something.
They asked Blank, and I'm with the VP here. You know, it hurts them not asking the producers. I understand though, but they didn't ask the VP. Come on now. So, nonetheless, it was a great piece. It's always fun to read all the media picks to see who kind of breaks rank on
right.
either side. So, we did this for the Super Bowl on the V Show. I call it Pick-a-Palooza. We are just literally, in the next hour, you're going to hear from our sponsors. You're going to hear from normal guests. You're going to hear from former Cardinals. You're going to hear from all kinds of folks.
Quick pick.
Yeah, just come on, quick take. You know, professional athletes. I mean, all kinds of people are coming on. Musicians. It's going to be a lot of fun. They come on, give a quick pick, maybe a quick take. You know, their favorite Thanksgiving food. Yada yada yada. In out, bada bing, bada boom.
Right.
So it's going to be a lot of fun the next couple hours.
Last thing before we get out of here. Yes. I'm sorry I didn't respond to your text for Pick-a-Palooza. I must have just kind of skipped over that text because I wasn't requested to participate.
You're doing a full hour, baby.
Well, that's going to do it for the V Show. Thank you for having me. I look forward to next year when I can join what we seem to be like having fun with Pick-a-Palooza. That's going to do it for my well taken care of hour. I look forward to joining you next time you have me in. Nikki, I'll see you guys. And Phil, good luck. Have a good time.
Thanks a lot for filling in, man.
Fair enough.
All right, it's the V Show. Phil Baker and myself on the other side. ESPN 680 105.7. Thanks, Marcus.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.